There is a secret I want to tell you, and I'll share it with you, because this secret is the one thing that I've learned that isn't self-love. It's not consistency. It's not having confidence in yourself. I'll tell you the secret. It's so many of us have unspoken trauma. You have to live in your own brain. You have to live in your own mind forever for the rest of your life. So, man, get on top of that shit. How is winning done? It's getting the fuck back up when you're pushing on the floor. Don't become like those who hurt you. Don't seek revenge. The best revenge is massive success. Fight for your freedom. Fight for your fucking peace. Fight for your success. Remember that quote. It goes, whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world.
Welcome to the Loop Mind Power podcast. I'm going to spend some amazing, precious time with you today. Just give me a moment. Let me hit the live on Instagram and the live on Facebook as well, because we have a few people that are going to be joining us from all around the world. And if you're tuning in right now, I'm looking forward to spending some quality time with you on this podcast platform that I've been started actually 2019. So it's been a journey, but I'm nice and rugged up, as you can see. I definitely don't. Actually, if you can't see, well, I'm wearing a coat. I'm wearing some really warm clothes. Some of you are probably listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or a platform that doesn't have video. I know Spotify does have video as well, but sometimes I know that some of you guys are walking or you're listening at the gym or whatever that is. So if you're watching on YouTube, then I welcome you. I am live on YouTube as well. So if you do like to watch YouTube, then make sure you tune in and subscribe to the Loop Mind Power podcast on YouTube. And you know what I'm finding? It's amazing how many people that I connect with on who are making inquiries with myself or my team that actually don't know about this platform. They don't know about the Loop Mind Power podcast. And I'll be honest with you, it's not that easy for me to actually get it out there. I definitely maybe could put a budget together, my company, to say, hey, you know what? We need a monthly budget that we have to give towards advertising and actually like advertising the Loop Mind Power podcast, because as much as I can try my best to share it on Instagram stories or Facebook stories and share it, it still doesn't reach people, you know? And I do have millions of followers on my social platforms, but every time I get on a call with someone, it's like, how did you meet me? Or how do you know about me? Or where did you find me the first time? And everyone says the same thing. You know, I saw your dancing video, right? If you're tuning in on YouTube, make sure you put a comment in the chat. Write the word success, because that's what you're here for. That's what we're programming ourselves for. If you're tuning in on Facebook or Instagram, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining. Looking forward to spending some real precious time, because time is precious, and how we use it, I've learned myself time and time again, that how we use our time is basically, you know, is what really happens in our reality, you know, dependent on the action we take and what we believe and what we work towards, you know. So there is a secret I want to tell you, and I'll share it with you as we keep moving forward in this podcast episode, because this secret is the one thing, you know, that I've learned that isn't self-love. It's not consistency. It's not having confidence in yourself. You know, you could say, you know, it's having faith. It's believing in yourself. There's lots of different things that you can say, well, that's the one thing, you know. But what I have really, really learned as well is that there's so much going on, you know. Like, think about your life, because I know damn sure your life is like mine, okay? And actually, it's funny enough, I've been saying that when I'm sharing more information with people that I get on calls with, Because people are curious. They're like, you know, what kind of community is this? Like, what kind of people actually do this work? Like, who am I going to be surrounding myself with? You know, I know your environment is everything. Who you surround yourself with is whom you become. And your environment is either going to make you or break you. It's either going to help you, inspire you, empower you, or you're going to stay the same, you know, or it's going to bring you down. And so one of the ways that I help people to understand, like, the type of people that work with me, basically people that are Luke-minded, you know, like, not like-minded, Luke-minded. I think that's quite, isn't that quite, I guess, it's not funny, it's like interesting in a way, because my name is Luke, and it's kind of similar to like, and funny enough, I have had people spell it like, thanks, like, I'm like, fuck it, it's Luke, you know, it's like, thanks, like, I see the like, right? Just like it, just do it, just like it, just Luke it, right? That's interesting. It's a good slogan, just Luke it. But yeah, so, you know, I explain to people, you know, what kind of people are actually in our coaching programs, in our communities, like, what kind of people can I expect to meet? And basically, I just say people like you. Simple, right? Because there's no other way for me to explain that you would not get on a call with me, or you'd not be interested in learning more about our coaching or our coaching institute, or, you know, working with us or changing your life, healing your trauma, building confidence in yourself. You wouldn't be coming close to us if you didn't feel that there was some sort of likeness between me and you. You're not listening to this podcast because you're not like me. You know, you're listening to this podcast episode, you're watching this because you're fucking the same. We're the same. You know, you don't resonate with my work and go, well, I'm fucking very different. You know, I'm very different from Luke, you know, like, but I listen to him, but what he says and what he does and the dancing and the speaking and all that stuff, it's like, it's nothing like me, you know, but I'm still going to listen to the guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, so I think it's important, like, don't doubt yourself, you know, when you feel connected to something, you know, and like I have through my own personal healing and journey, you know, felt very, very close to people like, you know, Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins and Les Brown. And of course, you know, a lot of people have different type of energy, different teachings, different ways of life and thinking and all that kind of stuff. And there are different levels of vibration that you move across in life that connect you with different things that will help you along the way, you know. And I've learned myself that, you know, I've had people come, stay for 3-4 years, then move on. I have people come to my coaching programs and stay for 6 months, 12 months and move on, you know. But some people stay longer. Right. And it's like, well, why is that? It's like, well, it's the same thing with friendships. It's the same thing with your work. It's the same thing in anything in your life. Like, pay attention to the fact that everything is coming to you at a certain point in your life. You're on a certain frequency, vibrational state that is connecting you with something that is in resonance with what's familiar to you, that makes sense to you at this point in time. And you're like, oh my goodness, that's resonating. Right? Notice I use the word resonance, resonating, same shit. So if something is in resonance with your energetic state, it means it's healthy. It means it's good, you know? So many of us are just not tapped into our emotions or emotional awareness or emotional intelligence enough. So we're not connected and understanding and appreciating what's going on, you know? And then we don't trust ourselves. And I'm like, man, one of the best things that you can do is to learn to trust yourself. But I've learned myself is that it's not necessarily as much as I can teach you about trusting yourself. Because I remember a lot of people, and by the way, like, I still haven't told you the secret. I'll tell you the secret. Just hold your horses. Anyone heard of that? Hold your horses. Everybody write that in the chat. Hold your horses. What does hold your horses actually mean? It's like, hold up, man. Just wait a second. Let me talk about this first. And then I'll tell you the secret, right? But when there's so much going on in your life, right? When there's so much happening, you know, it's almost very, very easy to get overwhelmed and just to like think that there's too much happening and it's hard to change, it's hard to grow and all that kind of stuff, you know. But there's always things that we can learn. And with this whole trusting yourself, I remember people coming to me and wanting to work on I don't trust people, right? Whether I don't trust women or I don't trust men. And a lot of the times what I found was that this was just a reflection of the negative experiences that you had with too many people. And those too many people could have just been five bad experiences. You know, five bad experiences painted a really bad picture, which made you afraid of relationships or afraid of people in general, because you just feel like the world's out to get you, you know? And so all of a sudden you think that everyone is bad. But truly, and if you look deeper, and I just want you to pay attention for yourself right now, is that it's actually your problem, you know? Like, and this should be the secret, but it's not. I'll tell you the secret later if you keep listening, okay? But the fact that you don't trust people, it's got nothing to do with the population of the world. I don't trust people. You know, you had five fucking shit experiences, five experiences that hurt you, that led to some sort of continuation of suffering in your life, or some sort of manipulation or really hurtful experiences, which I can appreciate 100%. And so now you've lost faith in humanity. You've lost faith in people, which is fair when you've just been pushed down and brought down so many times, you know? That's fine. But guess what? It's not the people's problem. It's your problem. And the moment that you realize it's your problem is the moment that you start to change. You know, and funny enough, as much as you've heard of this, right, where we talk about, you know, like attracts like, you know, you attract what you are, not what you want. But the truth is, you also, as I've experienced with clients of mine, you also attract what you want, even when you're not what you want to be. It's possible. You know, I was speaking to someone today about it. And she came out of a really uncomfortable, hurtful, stressful, like difficult relationship. And then she attracted someone really, really good. And I was like, wow, you're so blessed for that to happen to you, because a lot of the times it's the opposite. And it's more so the opposite than it is that. You know, the likeliness of you attracting the dream partner, the dream relationship, the dream life when you haven't actually evolved out of some sort of dysfunction or trauma is very unlikely. But it's very possible that it also can happen. You know, I know a few people actually that it's happened to. You know, so it is possible, but still it's less likely. Why? Well, because when you're living in a certain way of self-worth, when you're living on a certain energetic state, what does that actually mean? You know, like, I want to break some of this shit down for you, because I think that sometimes maybe when you're listening to what I'm saying, energetic state, fucking vibration, all this shit, you're probably like, what the fuck are you on about? You know? So like, let's break it down. Like, energetic, energy. Energy is vibration. Like, if you get microscope, fucking those goggles, whatever, and you look like a fucking scientist and you go, oh, let's have a look at this. And then it goes fucking times 10,000 into the microscope, like into this freaking pen, right? Well, guess what? This pen is vibrating. I sound like Bob Proctor. He talks about the law of vibration, you know, God bless his soul. But Bob Proctor would talk about like vibration, and he'd be like, if you get a microscope and you look at this and you go all the way in, you'll see that this pen is vibrating, right? So there's the understanding and appreciation of energy and of the law of vibration, and everything is vibrating, like, right? Okay. So you're also vibrating, like your cells, your everything that you are is energy. Okay. So if you think about the vibrational state, okay, So you're either in a good vibrational state, a high vibrational state, or you're either in a really low vibrational state. And what is a really low vibrational state? It's fucking shit. It's depressive. It's negative. It's low. It's draining. It's fucking tired. It's depleted. It's feeling like you're fucking nothing. You know, like you can't even get up. You're not motivated. You're not inspired. You're brought down. Your energy is fucking so low. That's a low vibrational state. Okay. Did I explain myself? Let me know in the chat if I explained myself well. Did you understand what I said? Okay. I'm going to try and do that a little bit more often for you guys so that you actually understand like what I'm saying, because I think sometimes when I'm talking, I'm saying all this stuff and you're like gibberish shit, but you're getting kind of at what I'm saying, but you're not, but you are. And then like, you just keep listening because you're like, oh, I like the energy. I like what Luke's talking about, you know, kind of making sense and shit, but it isn't, but it is, but I know, but I don't understand fully, but it doesn't matter. Right. You know? So I just want to say thank you for joining the Luke Mind Power podcast. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be able to speak to so many millions of people from all around the world and connect with you all on different platforms and all this kind of crap. It's just amazing. It's amazing, you know? And, you know, I lived in Australia all my freaking life. And, you know, that Aussie part of me, you know, the way I speak and all that kind of shit, you know, when I was younger, we used to be running away from being Australian. You know, we used to be running away from it because we were like, nah, we're too good for Australia. I'm a WOG, you know, I'm Polish. I've got this Polish heritage, Slavic, you know, European. Like we came to Australia and we migrated here and we, you know, opened the fruit shops and the concreting and all this stuff. And, you know, like the Greeks and Italians and, you know, all these people that came to Australia and all of a sudden, like all these ethnics, right, were better than the Aussies. Right. And this is literally like how it was like back when I was growing up in Australia, you know, it wasn't cool to be an Aussie, to be called an Aussie. And I'll make a public apology for that, you know, that back then, you know, being young, you know, you, I guess these were the communities, you know, these were the like, and what did we want? We wanted to be part of a community. So I stuck with all the Polish boys, you know, and then I connected because I felt like, okay, I'm ethnic as well, Polish, fucking WOG. So I'll connect with all the Italians and the Greeks, right, and the Lebos. And like, we all were like wanting to be part of it. Everyone wanted to be part of a community. You know, we wanted to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And we were too cool, right? So, you know, now, like I'm 41. You know, I started this podcast in 2019 in Australia in my sister's house. I remember the first episode and I was so excited because I launched it, released it on Spotify and I was like, wow, oh my gosh. You know, I released my first podcast episode, you know, and that's how it started, like from one episode to episode number 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we're like over 400. You know, and the same thing with all my social media platforms. And I just want to remind you about your journey of your success, your journey of your healing, your journey of your transformation. You know, it starts with one step. It starts with one yes. It starts with one action step for you, right? And it's not always going to be comfortable. You know, there is going to be a little bit of fear. There's going to be a little bit of doubt. You know, it's almost questioning yourself as to, do I really need this? Is this really going to help me? You know, but I have to say quite clearly, yes, it fucking will, you know, because I've learned myself that what I had to do to get to this level, this vibrational, energetic, confident state of like, hey, I'm being myself, man. I'm doing me. I'm focusing on me. I'm growing. I'm becoming who I want to be. I'm not trying to rap. I'm just letting it out, right? You know, I had to let go of things. I had to surround myself with the right energy so that I could actually evolve out of who I didn't want to be anymore. And you got a choice to do that too. Some of us are just staying in the same place, wanting change, not changing, you know, keeping the same environment. I'd say fucking fight, you know? Fight for your freedom. Fight for your fucking peace. Fight for your success. Get the fuck out of wherever you're being and wherever you're staying, whoever you're surrounding yourself with, whatever you're not changing, you're not choosing it. Remember the quote, it goes, whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. And I say, because I know some people who are in my coaching program, and I know that they're not consciously choosing to stay where they are. They're just stuck there temporarily because they have to do the work on themselves to eventually make better choices because they're growing in more self-awareness and confidence. And then eventually they'll go, "Well, pack up my bags, I'm moving," because they realize that, wow, this is draining. This is not healthy for me. I've got to fucking make some changes. And in order for my life to change, I've got to move. You know, you're not a tree. You're not stuck in the fucking ground. You can make better choices, but you need to have the confidence to make the better choices. And guess what? You need to see, right? You need to see. Some of you guys, a lot of us, because of our lack of awareness and confidence and courage and the right environment, guess what? We're fucking blind. You're wearing goggles, fucking sunglasses that are creating a blurred vision of your life. So you can't actually see properly, you know? So when you're doing this work on yourself, what happens is such a gift that you give yourself, you know, you basically, a great analogy is you're buying yourself, I don't know, I have any fucking tissues in my pocket. Maybe I do. Hang on a second. Let me have a look. Oh, no, I don't. I thought I did. I thought I put a tissue. Yes, I did. Look at this. I got a tissue. Okay. This is what you would do. Okay. You would get the fucking tissue. All right. And you would do this. And you would start fucking cleaning your sunglasses or your goggles or whatever the fuck you're wearing that's causing you not to see properly. And then guess what? You start fucking, oh my goodness, vidza kurva. Oh, wow. I can see now. Now I can make better choices. Now I can see what I've been missing the whole time. So this is the big problem for many of us, is because we're lacking confidence, lacking self-love, wrong environment, surrounding ourselves with fucking shit people that don't lift us up, that bring us down, right? That don't believe in us, that secretly actually don't want us to win, you know? And so we don't feel it because we don't feel ourselves. When you're disconnected from yourself, how the fuck do you think you're going to make changes in your life when you don't even know how you feel? Because we're always acting from that pain, trauma response, insecurities, doubt, fear, old programming, childhood trauma, and whatever the fuck else is creating the disconnection from you. You know, I mean, you're so powerful, more than powerful than you realize, right? But when you don't have that connection with yourself, the relationship with yourself, the appreciation for your power of who it is that you are, then you're blind. You're absolutely blind. And so as soon as you start to actually connect the dots and start going, whoa, shit, man, there's something here, you know? Like, Luke is making a little bit of sense. I don't know. If Luke is making a little bit of sense here, like, just let me know in the chat. Just go, Luke, I think you're making sense. I'm understanding what you're saying, okay? Just maybe so I don't go a little bit crazy. Like, let me know in the chat. I'm here on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Write it in the chat. Let me know, am I going crazy or am I making some sense? Like, Peter Unleashed is in the house because I know he's watching on his fucking huge TV in freaking Melbourne, and he's watching me on his huge TV because that's what he does when he joins our coaching sessions and we have our virtual live events. He has fucking his big massive TV screens and he joins from his freaking house, and that's how he helps his family to transform their lives. He's got two daughters and his wife, and they fucking watch this on huge TV screens because they're fucking sick, because they're crazy. Like, they're crazy about their success. And he's crazy about making sure his daughters grow up to be fucking extraordinary. That's true, right? I'm just checking what Peter's right. He goes, complete sense. Let's go. Okay. Thank you for affirming, you know, thank you for affirming, just letting me know that I'm not going crazy. And even if I was, ladies and gentlemen, even if I was going crazy, who cares? You know, this is the biggest thing for you in your life, that if you're going to call me crazy, good. Call me crazy, because as long as I'm being me, I'm free. And I don't know about you, but being free is the best fucking way to be, because that's not limiting, you know? So many of us are so tight, you know, so dense, this dense energy, you know. We've been through so much shit in our lives that we've built up all of this energy within ourselves. And it's almost like, let's talk about that suppressed energy. I always talk about this shit. Suppression. What is suppression anyway, right? Well, let me explain it to you, okay? Many of us have unspoken energy. What is unspoken energy? It's fucking communication. It's releasing. How good do you feel when you've been holding something in for so fucking long and all of a sudden you have a safe space or someone actually takes the time to listen to what you're going through? How good do you feel? It feels fucking extraordinary, you know? Like when I talk to fucking Danilo Gravina, DJ Danilo, and we haven't had a chat for a while. And when shit's going on in our life and all of a sudden we connect and we talk for half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, the hour goes like that. But we've been holding stuff in because we're too fucking busy, you know? And all of a sudden we have this amazing conversation. And it's like, oh yeah, bro, this. It's like a boom, 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 boom. It's like a fucking everything's just coming out, you know? And you have this mad connection and this conversation. And then all of a sudden you feel lighter. And you're like, whoa, fuck. I was waiting around for a while. That was a good conversation. So many of us have unspoken trauma. Does that sound better? Unspoken words, unspoken energy, suppression instead of expression. That's all it is. I mean, what's a fucking psychologist for anyway? What's a counselor for? Go and sit in the room and talk, communicate. Question is, do you feel comfortable to talk about your shit with that person? Do you feel confident that that person can actually help you to heal? Because it's more than, let's face it, it's more than just expressing, okay? It's more than just, oh, I'm so glad I got that off my chest. I haven't told anyone for fucking 30 years. Oh, you know, I've just told you like what happened to me when I was 10 years old. I am so grateful that I got that off my chest. Thank you so much. I am healed. Now go in peace. Go in peace and spread the good news. Spread the good news, as Jesus would say. Go in peace, or a priest would say in the church. Now go in peace and spread the good news, right? Spread what good news? That for 30 years you've been fucking holding something in that happened to you when you were 10 years old and you fucking told a psychologist and you told 101, you sat there and you expressed yourself and what? That's it? You're healed? What about the fucking pain? What about all the subconscious? What's a subconscious? Your fucking brain. 95% of your mind is programmed. What's a program? It's a fucking system. It's the way you think. It's the way you feel. It's how you function. It's how you fucking live. It's how you show up. It's how you feel. All from your fucking head. Where does it come from? From the past. What happened in the past? Well, this fucked up thing happened to me when I was 10. And so what? I've been holding that fucked up thing. I've been thinking about it, overthinking about it, having panic attacks, anxiety, fucking unhappy in my life this whole fucking time. And I just expressed it now after 30 years and I told the fucking psychologist and all of a sudden I'm fucking healed. Let me go tell everyone that I'm healed. But what? It's still in your fucking head. It's in your memory. It's fucking been there for so long and you've been hurting for so long. What, you think it's gone? Bullshit. It ain't gone. There's work to do. Like, you got to become someone else to get away from your fucking past trauma, basically. Because that suppression has been wired, hardwired into you like a fucking computer. It's been hardwired into your mind for so long, which now has affected the way you feel about yourself, think about yourself, and who you are. And that's why I say, man, like when you want change, it only works when it hurts enough, you know? When it hurts enough, you'll go, I am absolutely fucking done, you know? And I get it. I'm here for this podcast. I'm here for you guys that if you are going to change your life, it's going to happen from, of course, you've heard this before. Some of you guys have heard it. Inspiration or desperation or both. You're going to be desperate. You're going to I've got to make a change. I can't do this anymore. Or I'm going to be sitting here and I'm going to go, I'm not going to wait till I'm desperate. I'm going to fucking change right now. I'm inspired. Like whatever Luke's talking about, whatever he's saying, I'm fucking ready for change. Let's go. I hope that happens. But I hope that happens for you. I hope you're listening to this. I hope you share this podcast. I hope you like it, subscribe to it. I hope you fucking send it to all your fucking friends and go, man, listen to this bloke because he's fucking crazy. You know, you want change in your life. You want to achieve your goals. You want peace. You want peace. You're fucking crazy. All right, just stay the same way. Just let people call you crazy. You're going to start working on yourself. Working on yourself, what for? Who cares? So it will happen like that where you'll be called crazy. People will look at you weird, all this kind of shit. People, what are you talking about? Talking about your feelings, you know? This is the biggest fucking block for men. Talk about your feelings. Emotions, have a fucking drink. Talk about your emotions. I'm going to talk about my feelings. Fuck that, right? But it's the best fucking thing to do. It fucking frees you. It liberates you. Being able to be emotionally intelligent, emotionally aware of what the fuck you've been through and how you actually feel and know that it's okay to fucking talk about it. That's the fucking secret, right? But nah, let's go to the pub and let's have a beer and let's have a few shots and then I'll be relieved, you know, of what I'm feeling and what I'm going through. Well, man, I'm just speaking from experience, guys, because, you know, understanding yourself and understanding your power and being emotionally aware is like one of the best freaking things that you can ever do in your life, because you basically just go along with what feels right. Not what feels right all the time, but what you know is right for yourself. And you're not always going to make the right decisions, you know, so give yourself some grace, you know, care about yourself a little bit, you know. That's why having a loving relationship with yourself is good, you know. I went through some shit this year. I fucking lost a good fucking chunk of cash, you know. It was a good over fucking $50,000. Why? Because I believed in something. I thought it was fucking good. And guess what? I got fucking scammed. Like, absolutely scammed. Do you think that after that I fucking shitted on myself and I was like, Luke, you're a fucking idiot. Why would you even do that? You saw the red flags. Why would you even believe it? No, I didn't. Right? It hurt for a few days. You know, I was disappointed in myself, but I picked myself back up and I kept moving forward. Because that's how winning is done, Danilo would say. Because that's how winning is done, Sylvester Stallone. Because that's how winning is done. You fucking get back up, you know, because life will kick you to the fucking floor. But that's how winning is done. How is winning done? It's getting the fuck back up when you push you on the floor, right? Because it happens, whether it's a relationship, whether it's work, whether it's people, your friends, your family, someone shits on you. Not literally, like not someone doesn't just actually just come and chuck a shit on you. I'm talking about like literally, like when someone shits on you, they talk shit about you, they backstab you, they fucking take advantage of you, they whatever the case, you understand the drift where I'm saying, right? You got to get back up, man. Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm stuck. I'm like, yeah, man, that's fucking awesome. Beautiful. Let's talk about it. You know? Because once you get stuck and you realize you're stuck, well, guess what? What's next? Getting stuck a bit more? Sometimes, you know? Sometimes we have to get stuck a bit more. Sometimes we're walking through the mud and we feel like we're getting stuck. And we can't lift our feet out of the mud. And we're like, oh, shit, I'm feeling like there's something going on here. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm stuck. I've got to do something to change. I've got to make some changes. And then we don't make the changes and we keep quicksand. And we get deeper and deeper and deeper until it gets to our neck, you know. And some of us are there right now. You're watching this right now. Some of you guys are there. I'll pray for you. I know you're going to get through it. It's fine. Keep listening to the Luke Mindpower podcast. Trust me, I will inspire you to get yourself out of the mess. You know, even if you don't listen to my podcast, I've had people just watch me dance. Watch me dance and you'll heal your depression. Watch me dance and you'll overcome your anxiety. Watch me dance and you'll be happy again. That's how contagious it is. Ridiculous. You know, I'm saying that with confidence and I'm saying that because I'm fucking crazy. I'm saying that because I'm like, what the fuck, man? This guy freaking changed his life, started dancing. His friend goes, hey, Luke, get this song, go on TikTok and start dancing in your mom's kitchen. So I started dancing. And what happened? I was like, well, you know, let me alter this a little bit so that it adds a little bit more value and a little bit more punch in your face kind of thing. So that when people see this content, it actually inspires them, confuses them at the same time and keeps them on there for a little bit longer so that the video goes viral. Right? And so it's like positive affirmations, quotes, fucking positive messages, and then fucking type yes if you agree, if you're with me. And it's like, hang on, I need to watch it again because I want to see Luke dance. Oh, hang on, I need to watch it again because I didn't read the fucking caption, what it said. Oh, hang on, let me read it again because that fucking hit me. Like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of fucking times over. Let me send Luke a message and tell him he fucking saved my life because I've been watching him dance. Some fucking bloke from Australia, you know, that decided to make TikTok videos and fucking dance. You know, this is the crazy, amazing life we are living in today. And it's like, why is this guy dancing? Because he doesn't give a fuck, okay? He doesn't care about your fucking opinion. About like, oh, this guy's a weirdo. Good. Fucking be a weirdo. He gives a shit, you know? It's like you're living your life for people's approval, you know? Is that what we're here for? It's like, well, don't do that or don't do that or don't say that or don't wear that or fucking constantly thinking about, well, what is the perception of other people? Because if I don't have their validation or approval, then I'm not enough or that it's not, I'm not going to, you know, feel good within myself, you know? So without you even asking, you know, like, Luke, what do you do? Or Luke, how do you do what you do? Or why do you do what you do? Or whatever. You know, the whole point of why I do what I do and everything that I do is just for freedom, man. It's for my own sanity. It's mentally healthy. You know, it's like talk about mental health. What is the cure to fucking problematic fucking issues with your mind? What's the cure? Fucking be yourself. What's the cure? Fucking have a dance. Listen to fucking music and have a dance. What's the cure? Have a positive mindset. What's the cure? Surround yourself with good people, not fucking idiots. What's the cure? Get out of a toxic relationship that's fucking draining you and fucking causing you to feel like shit. How do you know if you're in a toxic relationship? Fucking makes you feel like shit over and over and over again. I'm just here with you guys, you know. What can I say? It's a blessing to be alive. Seriously. Guys, you're going to be listening to this episode. If you're watching live right now, well, then guess what? We have a live event coming up. And guess where it is? It's in fucking Newcastle. Newcastle, out of all places, Luke Mindpower is coming to Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. Can you believe it? Out of all places, I never actually thought, but you know what? This is fucking funny. January the 14th, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's Luke Mindpower and Friends. I'm not telling you who's coming, but we've got some amazing guests as well. But Luke Mindpower live in Newcastle, January 14th, 2026. So we're only a month and a half away, about 2 months away, whatever. But I haven't done an event since February. New Jersey was our last event in New York. Across from the Hudson, is it Hudson? No, the Hudson. Yeah, Hudson. No. But guys, this event, this is special, you know? This event is going to be special. You know why? Because I was born in fucking Newcastle. Can you believe it? I was born in Newcastle. Newcastle. You know, I always, the funny thing is I used to talk about these live events and I used to tell my mum, my parents, and I was talking to my dad today as well, actually. And I used to say, you know, one day I'm going to do an event and you're going to be there. And my parents are a little bit stubborn, you know, they got this old way of thinking and they don't want to fucking go anywhere. You know, they don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to travel. Like, listen, my mom, you know, my mom doesn't want to travel. I reckon if I told my dad, let's go for a holiday, let's fly somewhere, whatever, my dad will be like, no worries. But my mom, no, she doesn't want to go anywhere. She likes her routine, her habits, the way she lives her life, going to church every day, you know, looking after her health, looking after my dad. She's old school. And, you know, not even that, you know, there's old school people that travel and all that kind of shit. So I'm not making excuses, but they are like that. And you know what? I've got to tell you something. People don't understand my parents. My parents are very funny people. They are confusing people. They are weird people. They are people that are very misunderstood. And I know when I was younger, I used to hear it, you know, oh, your parents, they just go to church all the time. Your parents, they all they do is pray and all this kind of shit, you know. And sometimes, a lot of the times, actually, what I've noticed is that most people that know my parents are confused about my parents, you know, but I actually like it. you know, because I'm like, fucking good. Like, do what you want to do. Like, who gives a shit? You don't need to conform to the other people's family or whoever else is saying that, oh, I don't understand your mom or I don't understand your dad. You're not fucking supposed to. You're not supposed to. You weren't fucking born to come in and understand the psychology and fucking whatever else they've been through and how they think and how they live. It's not supposed to. And it's not supposed to be common sense. But it's common sense. They're supposed to fucking do this. No, they're fucking not. They're supposed to do what the fuck they want to do. Let them fucking do whatever they want to do. It doesn't have to fucking match whatever you believe in. I was just having my parents back for a second, you know. I haven't done that for a while, you know. Because everyone's like, oh, my mom and this and that. And I was like that too, man. I was triggered to the shit house. When I fucking moved into my parents' house 5 years ago, and before I started my coaching business, I was swearing my mouth off in the book room. And my mom had this book full of like religious crosses and books and Marys and this and that. And I'm in there doing my podcast and I'm swearing and shit on Facebook. And I walked in the kitchen and my dad sits there and he's telling me, you can't talk like that. My mom is sitting there. My dad's telling me, you can't speak like that, you know? And here I am, you know, this 36-year-old newfound fucking Luke Mindpower that, you know, is this dude, right? That just all of a sudden came out of nowhere. And they're trying to tell me like, no, you can't talk like that. Man, I was triggered like crazy. I was triggered big time. I was just like, whatever, man. I'm not fucking listening to you. I don't care. Like, I was still in that adolescent phase, you know? I was still the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 25, 26. That version of Luke that had less awareness, less appreciation for parents, less appreciation for life. And I was still healing, you know, I was still growing. So I couldn't really understand what they were saying, you know. And there they were trying to tell me what to do. And what does Luke do when people, what do you do when people try to tell you what to do? You're like, fuck off, don't tell me what to do. I fucking do what I want to do, right? That's the rebellious teen, right? That's the teen that isn't seen, right? That teen, okay, listening parents, that teen is like, fuck you. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. I'm not listening to you. Who the fuck do you think you are? I don't give a shit that you house me, that you feed me, that you give me all this shit. I'm still going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. That teen doesn't feel seen. That teen doesn't feel loved. And then you're going to say, but how do they don't feel loved? I fucking put food on the table. I pay the rent. They don't give a shit about that, man. They want to fucking feel your energy, your presence, your time. They want to fucking feel that you spent time with them, that you fucking see them, you hear them, you understand them. That's what they fucking want. I'm just speaking from my own personal experiences, being that kid, right? And we think that telling your fucking kid what to do and disciplining them is going to be the answer. No, it's not. Fucking time is. Time, presence, communication, creating a safe space and being able to talk about your feelings and making that time and that connection for that child. That's what the child wants. That's what the child needs. You know, and again, it's not the parents' fault that they're not that aware, that they don't understand that. And it's not the parents' fault that they're fucking busy trying to create a fucking extraordinary life for their children, but they lack the time to be able to create that strong bond and connection so that they can talk. And the child feels free. The child feels fucking safe to be able to express themselves and express their feelings to their parents. Instead, the parent becomes a fucking enemy. The parent becomes an enemy. Like, go figure. You know? So then you go, why doesn't my child want to fucking talk to me? Why doesn't my child listen to me? Right? So it's a work in progress, man. And I think as parents as well, and I know you can judge me because I'm not a fucking dad. And I, you know, next year is definitely, God, please bless me with a child, you know. Really looking forward to having my own family. But I did, you know, grow up from my own trauma. I had to do a lot of healing for myself. I've researched the shit out of myself. How do I know this? How do I know this information? Because I've fucking dealt with it with my own parents. I was a child once. I understand fucking how my parents parented me. You know? So I'm going back to this thing about my parents telling me what to do, you know? And all that my parents were doing was just telling me that they love me. They weren't saying, stop swearing, Luke. Don't talk like that. What they were doing were, in their own way, what they were doing was bringing me to them and saying, hey, Luke, we love you. Without saying, hey, Luke, we love you. They were saying we love you in a different language that I couldn't understand because they didn't know how to communicate that. So all they, their way of caring, showing me they cared was, stop swearing. You can't talk like that. Does that make sense? Are you guys understanding what the fuck's going on here? So this is a fucking good podcast, eh? Like, I'm just sitting here soaking all the energy and thinking to myself, wow, whoever listens to this, they're going to be fucked up. I know I'm saying the F word a fair bit in this podcast, but you know what? I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm feeling it. I'm expressing it. And I'm just being myself, you know? But this is definitely one of the challenges that I've had to go through myself with my own parents. And now that we have an event coming up and it's in Newcastle, which is literally like 20 minutes from where my parents live, it means that I'm going to get to bring my dad. I think my dad's been at one of my events, has he? I can't remember. But my mum, definitely not, you know? So my mum and my dad, they don't have a choice now. They have to come to my event in Newcastle, right? Because I was always telling my mum that one day I'm going to have a fucking sold out event. It's going to be packed and I'm going to be running it. And she's going and don't tell her, right? Because you know what I always say? I always used to say to her, mum, I'm going to have this live event. It's going to be packed with fucking hundreds of people. And then I'm going to introduce her to the stage and I'm going to tell her to come on stage and talk. And I've always kind of like joked around, like said that shit, you know, but I got to say, she's very fucking smart and she's very, very like connected to God and she has so much wisdom, you know? And I'm telling you, like if I asked her to speak, I know she won't come up. She'll probably run away. But I'm just saying like she would like share some powerful shit. You know, even my dad. But guess what stops us? The belief that we're enough. What stops us? The belief that I'm going to actually provide value. The belief that who's going to want to listen to me? You know, there's all these negative thoughts and all this crap that comes up, you know, that we feel like unworthy. But, you know, again, it's not everyone's forte to get in front of people and talk. And I'm not trying to force my mom or my dad to do anything. I'm just saying like my mom actually was one of my biggest fucking traumas and triggers. Like for such a long time. And now I got to this beautiful point in my life where I actually can understand my parents, you know? And it's not that they made me heal or they made me aware. They didn't do shit. I fucking learned myself. I became aware of like what's actually happening. I tried to heal when I was living with my parents, that I tried to heal the relationship. I tried to communicate. I tried to express myself. I tried to understand, why do you treat me like this? Why do you talk to me like this? I had those conversations with my parents. That didn't heal me. What healed me was as I grew and evolved, I started to research myself, understand my own emotions, understand my own thoughts, understand my own insecurities, my fears, understand my childhood, understand what a child fucking craves, love, attention, time, communication. A safe space, express yourself, fucking hell. It's understanding you and what you needed and what you didn't have and then realizing that, oh my goodness, my job isn't to come in and blow the fucking house down and tell my parents that they're fucking idiots and they did the wrong thing. They didn't do shit. They did what they fucking had to do. They did their fucking best. Leave them alone. You know? But we'll be the ones, because we haven't evolved enough yet, and we'll be blaming our fucking parents. They're fucked and this and that and all this bullshit, you know? It's like, nah, it's not your fucking parents. It's you. It's all you, you know? And as you grow and keep growing and evolve, you realize that, wow, you don't need to react. You realize that, wow, you know, you can change the course of a direction of a conversation. You don't even have to engage in something that just doesn't resonate or doesn't make sense, you know? And there were things that used to trigger me so much. And then now I'm just listening to the conversation and I'm just like, oh, let's talk about this now. Let's take it over here. I don't like this conversation. Let's talk about this. And all of a sudden the conversation changes to something completely different, you know. But it's knowing that you're so divinely connected to yourself when you've done that work, you know, that all of a sudden you see people from a different vantage point and there's no resentment, there's no anger, you know, because you don't have that in you naturally. I know you get triggered and stuff, but this is such a goal. It's almost like to reach, there is the whatever, how many levels of consciousness, right? But it's the level, getting to a level of like real enlightenment where you do not get triggered. You're just floating around like a fucking, you, what floats around? Like a fucking hot air balloon. Floating around. And no matter what, you know, it's funny how I heard this. My wife was listening to her Harvard. She's studying Harvard psychology at Harvard. And she was listening to a lecture on her iPad. And the iPad, the lady was talking about, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Bullshit. Names fucking hurt. Words hurt. It's crazy. I used to remember when I was a kid, I heard that. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Bullshit. Names fuck me up. Bullying fucked me up. Being called certain names screwed the shit out of my fucking head. That's a lie. Biggest lie I've ever heard. Sticks and stones can break my bones. Yeah, they can. And names will fuck you up even more. You know, your brain, you have to live in your own brain. You have to live in your own mind forever for the rest of your life. So, man, get on top of that shit. Program yourself. Take your power back. Heal your fucking trauma, your subconscious mind. Reprogram that shit. And then you'll be free. Okay, let's talk about, so I will be releasing tickets. If you're watching this podcast episode, then tickets go on sale on the 19th of November. 19th of November, tickets on sale for the next live event, Luke Mindpower Live in Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I will be releasing the tickets on the 19th of November. But there will also be virtual live stream tickets. So I will look after everybody who can't make it. If you can't make it in person, of course, you want to get there in person because it's going to be fucking ridiculous. You know, you want some dancing and you want to fucking change your life. You know, man, it's going to be something else, especially being in Newcastle where I was born. I just already know. I have the feeling that it's going to be something just absolutely phenomenal. I already know I'm going to make it phenomenal. And so is my team. And so are the other speakers that are going to be speaking. So I'm looking forward to sharing more information about that. I will keep you guys posted. And, you know, I look forward to getting back on the podcast. I've had a couple of weeks break because I've had so many things happening. So thanks for your patience. You know, I definitely have been very consistent over the years, but there have been a few moments here where I'm just like, whoa, haven't released a podcast for about a week or 2 weeks or something like that, you know, but I'll always come back and switch back on because, you know, even just being here with you guys now and just, you know, talking, there's a lot to talk about and I don't know what there is that I'm going to talk about, but man, I am good, you know. And that's not even just sitting here going, oh, I think I'm the best. Nah, man, I'm just fucking being me. You know, I know I'm good. I know how fucking powerful I am, you know. And, you know, some people that are able to, like, hear me, they understand what I'm saying. You know, there's nothing wrong with having some pride and being proud and knowing who the fuck you are, you know. It's not me walking around going, I'm the fucking best, I'm the best, this and that. No, it's just knowing who the fuck you are, simple. You know, it's knowing your power, knowing your worth. You know, and then using your power and using your worth to be the change that you want to see in the world, you know, making a difference and planting good seeds of opportunity and inspiration, you know, talk life into people instead of trying to take life out of people. You know, we got too much of that shit, you know, and when we understand where all this pain came from, it's not even fair sometimes look, when you've been through, this is the paradox. You know, the paradox is if you've been through some sort of manipulative, toxic, abusive, something fucked up, something just messy, disgusting, that also comes from something messy and disgusting. You know, so where do we stop? Where do we heal? What do we do? You know, Do we fight them? Do we judge them? Do we point the finger? Do we resent them? Do we tell them that they're fucked up and that they're disgusting and that we want to hurt them and all this kind of shit? And I know, of course, man, people go to jail for fucking, and that's the law. That's, you know, and this is the problem. But where do we draw the line? How do we change the fucking world? How do we change it because we heal, not because we become like those who hurt us. And you know what? That's why I love Jesus, you know, because he wasn't the type that was like, fucking stab me in the back, I'll go and stab you in the back. You know, it was like, slap me on one cheek, slap me on the other cheek. You know, he never demonstrated or showed any sort of retaliation, especially when they were fucking killing him on the cross. You know, he basically took it, you know, and he got persecuted. And he never once tried to seek revenge. You know, even the apostles, some of his apostles tried to fight for him and he was telling them, it's okay. Like, just leave it. You know what I mean? So that's why I connect so much with Jesus, you know, because that's who I am. You know, I'm the lover, not the fighter, you know, and I'm not here seeking revenge. You know, I'm not here to hurt other people. Hurt, you want to fucking throw jabs at me? You want to fucking talk shit about me? You want to fucking do the wrong thing to me? Guess what? I will not become like you. And I hope that I leave this podcast with that light. Don't become like those who hurt you. Don't seek revenge. The best revenge is massive success. The best revenge is none. Just fucking move on and go and live your best fucking life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Luke Mindpower podcast. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, make sure you share it with your friends. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and a review. If you're on Spotify, there's an option to leave a rating as well. I really appreciate it. It goes a long way. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Okay. We do have a membership on YouTube as well. Make sure you hit that like button and share the shit out of this podcast, man. More people need to wake up to their greatness. More people need to listen to some actual, like, good value fucking conversation that's a real talk, you know? It's not muffled down and like, oh, let's talk about this and let's just all be quiet and shit. It's like, get the fuck out of you, man. Fucking go and live your dreams and believe in yourself and make your dreams come true. And I'm with you all the way and I'll see you on the next episode. Let's go. See you guys.